Oh, hi guys. It's Saturday here. And I have a there's a page online called The Mighty, and it has a lot of stories from different people and like doctors on health topics, and a lot of them are mental health. And this one today is about borderline personality disorder, and I just want to sit and read it to you. Alright. The line from Girl Interrupted, I identified with as someone with borderline personality disorder. Last weekend, I watched the very well-known 1999 film Girl Interrupted for the first time ever after failing to get my hands on a copy of the book by Susanna Kaysen. In case you aren't familiar, it tells the true story of a young girl battling with her mental health who finds herself in a psychiatric hospital among a group of other women dealing with different severities of illnesses. While she appears to be in denial for the large portion of her treatment, she finally accepts her diagnosis of borderline personality disorder. Whether you've seen the movie or read the book, there's a line towards the climax of the story that has really stuck with me ever since I heard it. The main character, Susanna, is resisting her therapy and is at a peak of rebellion against the institution staff. In an outburst of fury, she demands her nurse, Valerie, explain what's wrong with her and sarcastically pleads to find out what's going on inside her own head. "You're a lazy, self-indulgent little girl who's driving herself crazy," Valerie responds. Wow. Nobody ever hit the nail on the head of BPD so precisely before. I'm a highly functional borderline, and I know it makes me incredibly self-indulgent. Even writing these words about myself makes me feel guilty. But I've always wondered if a large portion of my disorder is fueled by my own awareness of its existence, as if I'm trapped on a continuous carousel of pain and suffering just out of familiarity. There are stretches of time when I feel completely free of any psychological chains, lasting so long that I almost forget about my diagnosis altogether. But as most borderlines will describe, a simple conversation or everyday incident can trigger a violent downward spiral because we invest so much of our energy into our thoughts, contemplating and reorganizing them over and over. I'm afraid that I'm driving myself crazy and that I could have a much simpler, more enjoyable life if I could control the amount of importance I put on insignificant worries. I use borderline personality disorder as an identifier. It's a reason for my pessimistic attitude and an excuse for my outburst of anger and harsh words. I don't want to be this way anymore. I want to rise above this disorder so that the outgoing and lovable person underneath can shine through. There is growth in mental illness diagnosis. I've learned a great deal about controlling my emotions or walking away if I can't. I've tried with every fiber of my being to not take certain things so personally, and I've limited my access to triggering relationships or harmful substances. But at the end of Girl Interrupted, Susanna leaves a psychiatric hospital as a recovered borderline, which is a label I don't believe exists, not in the sense that there is no hope for BPD, but that one's personality is rooted so deeply inside each of us that traits can be altered or reworked, but never removed. I cannot recover from my personality, or perhaps I'm only telling myself this to stay on the carousel. Life is not a movie, but I wish I knew how this ends. And I believe her name was Morgan. Yeah, she's her... I guess you would call it her title on here is Morgan's Prognosis. And that was from August 15th of 2018. Which I have BPD, and yes, it is crazy. And yes, I do feel like a lazy, self-indulgent little girl who's driving herself crazy. And yes, they get you to try to rework your brain to get... But, you know, it never really goes away. It's just really bad sometimes. Thank you guys today.